I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I mean, you wouldn't know it by looking outside that it's April 10th and Easter is rolling around the corner here, but it is Buffalo. That's what happens here. Easter break next week for a lot of kids out there, teachers, parents staying home with the kids, whatever you got going on. I mean, I'm headed out of town tonight. We're going to be gone for a week down in sunny Florida, but I know a lot of you sticking around here wondering what it's going to be like while the kids may be off. So, I reached out to our guy, Patrick Hammer. It's been a while since we talked to Pat. We missed him on TV for a little while, too, but he made his triumphant return a couple of weeks ago, and now he's back on WGR on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We go to the Western Hotline and bring in Patrick Hammer. Good to talk to you. Good to see you again, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. So good to talk to you, too. Yeah, I was off for a couple weeks in March. Had a little health-related issue I had to take care of. I'm glad I took the time, by the way. Didn't want to, but I had to. It was just doctor's orders.
Okay.
All is good. Good to be back. Kind of matters of the heart, something you know a little bit about, Sal. Oh,
yeah,
So, and I don't mean like emotionally. I mean like physically. So,
yeah, okay.
So that was kind of the main issue. But we're healthy as a healthy and back at work. I'm back. I'm just glad to be talking to you.
That is for
sure.
I'm glad to hear that. And I will say, just from both of us here, you know, men with children and families as we get older, and I've been an open book about, you know, my pacemaker, and I got that a little over a year ago. And, you know, being someone who wants to tell people, you know, make sure you're always staying on top of your physical and mental health and all that stuff, because, you know, it's important to people. And sometimes we can have a little too much pride, right? And we can have a little too much ego. We know that. And especially, I think, men our age who say, no, I'm indestructible, and we're not. And it's really important to do things like that, Pat, no doubt about it.
Yeah. And when I got the similar experience to you, and then when I had the talk with the big doctor, and, you know, the you think you are, you know, unflappable, you know, even in your 50s, only to learn how delicate the internals of your body and the plumbing, if you will, are. Yeah. And you got to keep them healthy. And if not, especially at our age, you know, things can happen. And when you've got kids and you want to be around for a long time, you know, you got to keep an eye on stuff. Even when you think everything's fine, everything may not be fine. So Glad we had it checked out.
Yeah. Well, glad that you're okay. Glad to hear you. Glad to see you. Great message right there. Physical, mental well-being, all of that is very important, yeah. And we want to make sure everybody, you know, understands that as well. All right. So while you were gone, we had a few 70-degree days, and then suddenly you come back, and it's freaking snowing outside in April.
Okay. So here's the deal. I went and looked back. April snow is not unheard of. In fact, we've never had an April in Buffalo without measurable snow. Kind of a hard thing to fathom, but it is true. And as recently as I was just talking to Josh off the air, 5 years ago during COVID, we had this like freak mid-April snow, brought a couple of inches. This is when we were all broadcasting from home. And here's the thing. We've got the light snow occurring now that's about to change over to rain. But we may be doing this all over again next week.
Which is
the anniversary of because that snow happened to fall on Josh's birthday, he tells me. Next Wednesday, which is the 16th of April, is exactly 5 years to the date of that snow. And it may occur again next April 16th, which is Tuesday night into Wednesday. So that's a long way out.
That is my flight back. Wait, I am flying back that morning from Florida.
You okay? Well, I'm chasing you. I'm going to be behind you, not making it all the way to Florida, but two states north of you for a couple of days for spring break. And I will say that we'll both be returning around the same time, and it may be a very different feel compared to where we're coming from. So It's like
when the Bills play a road game in Miami or West Coast and we fly and I fly in the team charter and we get on the plane and it's like 75 degrees. Then we land in Buffalo and it's like, oh, my God, why did I not bring my coat? Because it's snowing and it's 20 degrees. Is it that kind of thing? Is that what we're looking at?
So here's the thing. I mean, it is a week away, but it's just this overall weather pattern that really set up. When we flipped from March to April, it's just been a cool April so far. And the weather patterns, sometimes they can tend to repeat themselves, which is the case here, where we're getting this cool snow that is now changing to rain. By the way, don't worry about the rest of the day. It's just going to be a light drizzle or rain, kind of a nuisance, but no more snow. But it's going to stay chilly, and it's going to stay cool tomorrow with more showers. The weekend is looking better. Mainly dry, but still some lingering clouds. But then next week we head into spring break, and it looks like the best day of spring break may very well be Monday when we flirt with 60. I mean, that seems like, okay. I mean, we did that like all of March. We'll finally break 60 on Monday, and then that's followed by some showers Tuesday and a push of cool air that could bring some rain and snow showers later Tuesday into Wednesday. We hope that backs off. But right now, spring break will not be remembered as a warm one. That's for sure.
I was looking, doing my own research. It looks like 56 is about the average for late April. Is that right? Or this time of year, next couple of weeks?
Yep. 54 to 56 is kind of the average for next week. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be getting to that point and feeling like it's back to average and normal anytime soon after this snow shot hits next week?
I got to believe the trend is for maybe the back half of April being warmer. I mean, it's kind of got to be, you know, but I will say that the cooler than average stuff that we've been dealing with will be here again next week, despite a nice little, a modest warm up Monday. It looks like it's going to come back next week. So, you know, you got to think about the, you know, Bison's games that have been struggling. Yeah. You know, we've got one tonight, maybe that, or is it today? Tonight?
Well, listen, I don't know if you saw, I'm a big Yankees fan, obviously, and were in Detroit the last three games. Well, they were in Detroit the last 3 days, and they were all afternoon games, and I'm like, wow, that's kind of weird. What I found out, I didn't realize this, they were originally scheduled to be night games, but because of the cold air that was happening around the Midwest and Detroit and the Great Lakes, they rescheduled all of those games for the afternoon, that's why.
I know of games being postponed. But not, you know, postponed for a, you know, for a day, but not like within the day. That's crazy.
Yeah, they moved the entire series from like 7 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the afternoon for all three games. And then I looked and said, all right, it was 38 degrees at first pitch the other day in Detroit for the Yankees. And I'm thinking to myself, what's the coldest ever Yankees game? So I went online, I looked it up, and it happened to be, I'm not kidding, literally 9 years to the day in Detroit. 31 degrees.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, I mean, it seems like the baseball season tends to start earlier and earlier every year. And
that's
thinking,
right.
Okay, that makes more opportunities for these weather related issues for baseball in terms of cold, snow and whatnot. You know, if that trend continues, there's going to be more of this because April can be volatile in terms of cold. March was such a warm one and such a dry one and a snowless one. Heck, we may end up with more snow in April than we got in March. That would be crazy.
I told Max the dad joke the other day, and I was surprised that he didn't have already heard this. And I said, Max, obviously, April showers brings May flowers. What do May flowers bring?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
You know the answer, right?
I'm good with dad jokes, but I don't know. Okay, what?
April showers bring May flowers. What do May flowers bring? And the answer is pilgrims. They come on the Mayflower.
Got it. Okay.
That's the dad joke right there, right?
That's
come on.
Dad joke. What did I hear? Coach. wait. There was a dad. I guess apparently there's a history of dad jokes in the Bills training room on Fridays.
Oh yeah.
And yes. Coach McDermott told the scarecrow joke. He told it during our sports segment, and it was so terrible. It was so funny at the same time.
Listen. I mean, of course. Well, that's the whole point about dad jokes, no doubt. Hey, do you have any info on what, like, the summer might look like? What trending as far as, you know, weather patterns or anything?
Well, that's a good question because oftentimes when we talk about summer and winter weather patterns, especially, you look for certain signals that over the last couple of years have been there leading up to that season. And this year, there really isn't that signal, meaning you hear the term El Nino, La Nina, and that can have an impact on all seasons and can kind of give you a heads up. Right now, we're trending into, facetiously we call La Nada, meaning it's neither warm or cold in places that we look for. So in the Pacific Ocean, that tends to suggest what the following season could be like. That signal isn't there. So the summer right now, you know, I think if you got to kind of look at trends, warmer is probably a good way to go. But there's no screaming message right now on the direction. I do know, though, that when this weather pattern, you know, lets up, and I did mention that it does look like it's going to warm up a little bit towards the end of April, it also looks like it's going to really dry out too. So we've actually needed some of this rain. Western New York's been getting a closer to a little bit of a droughty situation. So, and if we go back to a really dry pattern, that's an issue. So in some ways, a little bit of this rain isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's just the timing, you know, it's not good.
All right. So we might talk before this happens, but I can guarantee you coming up soon, one of the next times we'll talk will be after the NFL schedule is released. All right. That's going to be the second week in May, we think, after our after my podcast I did with Matt Bovee and I did with Mike North, the schedule maker. I don't know if you listened to it. It's great. We love doing it. And he said they're targeting like May 13th through 15th, somewhere in there. So once that schedule comes out, we know where the Bills are playing when. I'll definitely have you back on and we'll talk about it to have people start planning for things.
And one thing I did catch you say on WGR yesterday, that considering the Josh Allen factor and everything that surrounds him now in terms of his future wife and his amazing MVP. You know, career football, that MVP, of course, does that affect the schedule making? And you said Mike North said absolutely.
He used the word undoubtedly. How about that? He said undoubtedly. And look, I went back and looked, Pat. Last year, this is a good thing for you to know in your position too. Last year, the Bills had 7 1 p.m. games. That's it out of 17. I think they'll have less this year.
That's crazy.
Right. I mean, that's amazing, right?
Yeah. Well, and if you remember, we had so many of those night games early in the season. Yep. We were beginning to covet the 1 p.m. game. Just give me an afternoon, please. You know?
I know. And I think you're in line for quite a few 4:25 p.m. games this year, especially at home, given the schedule. But we'll talk about that when the schedule comes out in about a month or so. Hey, listen, glad you're healthy. Glad you're doing great. You sound great. You look great on TV. Always great to connect with you, of course. And we'll do it again sometime soon. So thanks a lot for doing this today.
All right. Have a good spring break.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Wrap up your Thursday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.